Last week, the New York Times posted a two-part expose of the working conditions of the people who helped put together the iPhones and iPads that you own. There was also a story about it on CBS Sunday Morning just 3 days ago, and there's been a lot of media attention ever since. There's also now an online petition to try to get Apple to use the power of its huge, huge imprint around the globe to try to change conditions in some of these factories in China, conditions that have led some of the workers to jump off the buildings to their death, which has led the company in at least one town in China, a company called Foxconn, which owns the dormitories that many of these workers live in, to put nets up outside the buildings to catch anybody else who might be jumping to their death. The stories detailed horrible conditions for these workers, both work and living conditions. And so it kind of raises an ethical dilemma for people like me who own Apple products like the iPhone and the iPad. Taryn Steinbrückner-Kaufman is the founder and president of Some of Us, an advocacy group that has started an online petition to demand that when Apple comes out with its iPhone 5, which may be later on this year, that new CEO Tim Cook make it the first ethical iPhone. And I've asked Taryn to join us here today and talk about it. Hi, Taryn. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you today?
Good. So you've had the petition up for just a couple of days now, right?
Yeah, that's right. Just put it up on Monday.
How many signatures have you garnered thus far?
I've got over 40,000 signatures now. I think it's edging up to about 42,000 this morning.
And what will you do with this petition?
We're going to be delivering it to Apple, and this is going to be, we're going to be working on this all year. You know, this is a, it's going to, you know, Apple's totally capable of changing the working conditions for these workers, but it's not going to be overnight. They're going to have to sort of work with these suppliers to get them to change their practices and how they treat these workers over the coming months. And so we're going to be, you know, people who sign the petition, we're going to be coming back to them, asking them to contact Apple in lots of different ways and to express their support for an ethical iPhone. I have an iPhone myself, so, you know, this is an important, an issue near and dear to my heart. Like, I want to feel like it's okay for me to have an iPhone.
Do you feel a little iPhone guilt?
I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people do. If you wouldn't have us, you know, someone being treated under these conditions, working in your own house, it's, you know, the only difference is that they're half a world away. It's not that you still feel some responsibility by buying this product for how these workers are being treated.
Apple's CEO, Tim Cook, the guy who took over from Steve Jobs, he was already the number two at that company. He took over after the death of Steve Jobs. He released an internal memo last week that leaked out to the media, and it essentially said any suggestion that Apple doesn't care about these working conditions is patently false and offensive to us. So does Tim Cook not really know what's going on there, or do you think they don't care?
I mean, look, I think Tim Cook, he was the chief operating officer, and his whole claim to fame is that he set up these supply chains. If he doesn't know, it's willful ignorance. It's not because he couldn't know. And the New York Times interviewed former Apple executives who said over and over that, you know, if Apple really put pressure on these suppliers to change their practices, if Apple made it a priority, that the suppliers would do it immediately. They would have no choice. Their whole you know, Apple is such a major client of theirs,
yeah.
Major customer.
They are the tail that wags the dog. In fact, they are more like the entire dog here, and they should be telling the suppliers from whom they're buying it, look, you know, we know you're not going to pay your people a lot of money. That's why, by the way, we're going to your factories instead of building these in the United States. But we do at least want you to treat them with some level of human rights and respect, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, just, you know, some of the sort of indignities these people are suffering are, you know, they're working for $1.22 an hour, which is half the living wage in a lot of the cities that they're working in. Sometimes they're recruited to these positions through false advertising about what the wages will be. They're forced to work 100 hours of overtime a month a lot of the time. And if they don't show up for their overtime shift, the then they might lose their job or they might not be assigned any other overtime, which would make their pay insufficient to live on. They, are, you know, a lot of them spend literally 16-hour shifts all standing without a lot, without having a break, breathing in neurotoxins or carcinogens from the products that they're working on. So, like, this is not an acceptable condition. And you know, they're not going to get paid American wages. That's not what we're calling for. But they should be paid a living wage.
So you want their pay to be increased as well as their conditions to be better?
Yeah, both.
And what do you think Apple's response is going to be to all of this? I mean, you're probably going to end up with a petition here that's going to have 100,000 or more signatures on it. I'm guessing that because you give people the option of indicating whether they own an iPhone or an iPad or even an iPod, there are going to be a lot of Apple users who, like you and frankly like me, don't like the fact that these products that we love are coming from places where the conditions for the workers are so horrible. Do you think once you present that stack of petitions, or in this case probably e-petitions, that you're going to send off to Apple, do you expect them to change?
Look, I think that most of the people who work at Apple are really good people, and I think that they don't want to think of their work in this way. I think there's probably a lot of education to be done of people within the company about these issues, and I think that there's real potential for change there, but I think that the consumers have to speak up and make this an issue. That, like, there's always going to be pressure from shareholders for more profits. But consumers have a lot of power when it comes to companies like Apple. And so we have to organize. We have to make clear what we want from Apple.
And this is a company that is hugely successful. They just came back last week with their quarterly results for the fourth quarter of 2011, and it was up tremendously, and the stock has been moving up and up and up and up and up for a long time now, so shareholders are happy. But I also hear Apple saying the reason we have to use these people in China to do this is because Americans don't have the skills it takes, so we can't build these in America. What do you say to that, Taryn?
You know, I think that part of the reason that they say that is that Apple wants everything to be done completely, perfectly, extremely cheaply, and with ridiculous turnaround times. And in some ways, that makes the condition of these workers inevitable, right? If they're making these impossible demands of suppliers in China, then the suppliers are going to have bad working conditions. And so, but if Apple stops making those kinds of impossible demands, it would be more possible. They would be able to expand their manufacturing base, I think, outside of developing countries, and potentially be able to build some of the iPhones in America. But, you know, our primary demand is that whoever it is who's making the iPhones, whatever country they live in, that they should be treated well and treated with dignity and with respect, and able to live a healthy life as, you know, as a worker making these conditions or making these products.
The company that I mentioned over there, the subcontractor, Foxconn, doesn't just make things for Apple. They make they're the largest maker of manufactured electronics in the world. They have factories in Europe and in India and in Mexico and Brazil, as well as China. They make stuff for Dell and Hewlett Packard and Cisco and Amazon and Microsoft and Nintendo and Nokia and Panasonic and Samsung and Sharp and Sony, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think putting the pressure on just one company, Apple, is going to be enough to make a difference with Foxconn and some of these other subcontractors?
Well, I mean, Apple is the biggest, right? They're the biggest game in town. And the other contractors the other companies also should be putting pressure on Foxconn and on the other suppliers. But, you know, it's sort of one fish at a time, right?
Yep.
And Apple is the biggest fish in the sea, so... And they also have the biggest profit margins, and they, you know, their consumers are, the people who buy Apple products are ethical consumers and do care about these issues.
Well, let's hope.
And if you are an Apple consumer and you care about these issues, you can go to www.sumofus, it's sumofus.org, and sign the petition yourself.
Yep, and I think you're going to get a lot of people who do that over the course of the next few days, and hopefully it'll have some kind of impact. As I mentioned, I do share some of this, I guess, iPhone guilt or Apple guilt or whatever you want to call it. And I bet there are a lot of people like you and me who feel this way. So I'm happy to get the word out, and I'll put a link to it on my website as well, Taryn. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Taryn Steinbrückner-Kaufmann, the founder and president of Some of Us. Once again, the website is Some, spelled S-U-M, like in math, someofus.org. You can sign the online petition very, very easily there. And it'll also indicate whether you want any of the Apple products that are made at some of these factories.